it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 64. Today, we are talking about homemade butter. I know many of our listeners might have made butter at some point in their lives, so this episode is more to remind you how delicious it is. Butter is absolutely great to begin with. The current popularity of grass-fed cattle makes it easy to find high-quality butter in the grocery store these days. I will never pass up the chance to get a good deal on Amish roll butter or an imported butter like Kerrygold. However, in my opinion, there is something about making your own butter that brings an extra level of specialness to the food. Butter is the isolated fat of dairy. Cream must be agitated to the point that the fat molecules begin to stick together and separate from the buttermilk. Traditionally, this might be achieved through a butter churn. But no worries if you don't have one. We can make butter at home either with an electric mixer or simple mason jar and lots of shaking. I find that the flavor of homemade butter is a little more fresh than its purchased counterpart. Making your own butter also gives you an excellent amount of power over flavoring your butter. Mixing in fruit, herbs, spices, or honey can really bring it to the next level. I recommend using homemade butter for instances when the flavor of the butter is key, like on bread, muffins, or simple foods. When it comes to baking or adding it to casseroles or other complex meals, save some trouble and just buy it. If you decide to use an electric mixer, simply mix heavy whipping cream on high in a bowl, with a pinch of salt if you prefer. You will pass through the whipped cream stage and keep going as the cream becomes thicker and thicker. Eventually, the butter will separate. Drain off the buttermilk as completely as possible, then flavor your butter to preference. I recently made some herb butter using the jar method. I placed a pint of heavy whipping cream in a jar with a pinch of salt and began shaking, and shaking, and shaking. I definitely recommend this method if you have a group of friends or kids to help out with the shaking. Again, eventually the butter will separate out and the buttermilk can be drained off. After that, I mixed in 2 cloves of grated garlic, a tablespoon of chopped fresh basil, a dash of cayenne pepper, and black pepper and salt to taste. The result was about 2/3 of a cup of delicious herb butter. I used it on a steak and baked sweet potatoes to great results. Homemade butter will last 3 to 4 days at room temperature, as long as you get as much of the buttermilk off of it as possible, and 7 to 10 days in the fridge. I hope you enjoy making this simple ingredient the old-fashioned way. This recipe and all of my recipes can be found on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews or pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
It's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee-oh.